Hello, my lovelies! Welcome back to another episode of On the Mic with A, where we talk about the most random, controversial topics you can think of, from how to be a better human, to giving advice on ups and downs of life, to talking about topics that nobody seems to want to talk about. I am here for all of it, and I hope you are too. All right, I have to admit, I have missed this. It's been about a month and I haven't posted since March. And I really just had to take a step back from social media, mostly because it was the month of Ramadan and I was just trying to focus on my spiritual side. And I didn't want to compromise that month for anything. But I am back now and I promise you guys, I have a lot in store for you guys. So, to start off this episode, I asked you guys to send me anonymous messages on my IG and I would answer two random questions in my next episode. So, without further ado, I wish I had like those... Okay, I'm having random thoughts and I noticed that I talk a lot on my podcast, so I'm just gonna, you know, keep my thoughts to myself. But anyways, let's move on. The first question goes like this. I have this business idea that I thought of after listening to your pod, and I must say, very inspiring. I tried telling my friends about it, but they shut me down, and now I feel discouraged. What should I do? Any advice? Okay, first of all, thank you so much for finding the podcast inspiring. I always say this, but like just impacting one person is just gives me so much joy. Honestly, I've been seeing your reviews, guys, and honestly, I'm so happy. Honestly, it gives me joy. I mean, because like just knowing that I made an impact, or you know, I helped someone realize something, it's just so inspiring. But back to the question though. Why this question stuck out to me was because, number one, it's kind of similar to what I want to talk about today. And also, I actually got this newsletter earlier this week by this guy that I follow on IG. He's kind of a motivational speaker of some sorts. And he's actually one of my favorites, to be honest. And his name is Nurain Tekuma. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I have a problem with pronouncing words. I do not know why. I just suck at pronouncing words. You should see me when I'm practicing law. It's terrible. I don't practice law, but you should see me when I'm reading cases, Nigerian cases. I'm just bad. But anyways, he's amazing. He's really good. You guys should follow him on IG. Highly recommend it. But anyways, he talked about this story. He said the story that completely stuck with me. He talked about the story that completely stuck with me. And it's about a man who found this eagle's egg randomly. And I'm like, why would you pick it up? But he picked it up. Anyway, so he picked up the egg and he takes the egg and puts it in a chicken's nest. And in my head, I'm like, why would you do that? But anyways, let's stick to the story. So, you know, he leaves the egg in the eagle's egg in the chicken's nest. And, you know, there were also other chicken eggs in there. And they all hatched together with the eagle egg. He also hatched. And, you know, he started living like a chicken. You know, he started eating like a chicken, behaving like a chicken. And chickens don't fly, but they kind of like flutter, I guess. So he fluttered like a chicken. And, you know, the guy grew old. Well, the eagle grew old. And, you know, one day he sees eagles flying like in the sky. And he's like, oh my God, what is that? And then the chickens are like, oh yeah, guy, don't worry about that. Like, that's just an eagle. He's the king of all birds. He's like, you know, the mastermind. But you don't have to worry about him because you can never be like him. And, yeah, just do you, but you can never be like him, so you don't have to worry. And basically, the eagle continued to live like a chicken and died as a chicken. And Nurain says that the moral of the story is that it's important to know what you're really capable of and not let the standards of others hold you back. And I feel like this really resonates with your story because you shouldn't let your friends dictate what you want to do with your life, you know. At the end of the day, I'm not going to say they're hating, but, you know, what matters is what you think of you at the end of the day. You know, if you think that whatever business idea that you have is worth a shot, and if you truly believe that it's the real deal, then just go for it. Because I'm sorry to say, I don't know your friends, but some of them are kind of haters. I'm not going to lie. So, you know, just my point is that I'm going to address this later on in my pod. But my point is that you shouldn't let your friends dictate what you want to do with your life. If you truly believe in your heart that this is a business idea that's feasible, that's worth it, that can be something in the future, then my love or bro, just go for it, because that's all that matters, you. Now, the second question is, what is your favorite TV show? Okay, so, wow. Okay, I can't pick one because it depends on the genre, honestly. It really, really just depends on the genre. Because if it's fantasy, then it's definitely Game of Thrones. If it's a sitcom, then it's Friends. If it's a US TV show, then I'm currently loving Scandal right now, honestly. Like, I would say Prison Break, because I tried watching Breaking Bad, and I don't know, I'm on like season 2, and I really don't see what the hype is about, so I'm still gonna say Prison Break. But right now, like, I'm absolutely loving Scandal, and it's kind of competing with Prison Break, so I'm just gonna go with Scandal for now. And, you know, the list just goes on and on and on, so I don't know. But I guess, gun to my head, Friends would probably be my pick, because it's just the type of show that I could watch, like, 10 times every year, and 10 times in a year, actually, and I would still laugh at the jokes. It's, I don't know, it's just an amazing show, and it's so crazy because the jokes are, you know, like, something that was, they made those jokes, like, in the early 2000s and, you know, the late 90s, and, like, you know, you'd expect that they wouldn't hit, but they still hit. Like, I still giggle, and no matter how many times I hear the joke, I still giggle. So, yeah, I guess I would go with Friends, only because Game of Thrones messed up with season 8, but also, I feel like season 8 gets way too much hate, but yeah, Friends. Anyways, I think it's time that I finally jump into today's episode, which is titled, Be Realistic, But Also Be Delusional. And I know it's ironic, but we'll get there. Now, I believe it's important to not only believe in yourself, but believe in yourself to the highest extent. You know what people, you know what my friends say to me whenever I talk about my dreams, and like, they're like, oh my god, Asi, you are being delusional. You're building castles in the air. And I'm like, I don't care, okay? I really, really don't care. So I want you guys to believe in the wildest things that you want to achieve, and then carry out steps to actually achieve that, right? So I know for some people, it's like so nerve-wracking, and it's so hard to see yourself in places that you really want to see yourself in, because, you know, you feel like it's a dream and that you're, quote-unquote, building castles in the air. But it's only a dream to you right now. But imagine if you started taking actionable steps to actually achieve that. I mean, I cannot tell you the amount of things that, like, I have told people that I want to do. And, you know, my friends, or, like, you know, just people that I talk to, they're just like, yeah, like, you know, like, they doubt me and everything. And I'm like, okay. But guess what? I proved them wrong. And how did I prove them wrong? By taking actionable steps to actually achieve that. So whatever you see the people that you are watching that are doing what you want to do, baby girl, you do it as well, okay? It doesn't have to be to the highest level extent what they're doing, obviously, because, you know, they have the time, they have the resources, they have the audience. Obviously, you have to factor all of that in. But if you love it enough, you'll keep doing it until you see results. And, you know, sometimes you don't even want to see results. Like me, you're just doing it because you love to do it. For example, this podcast. I'm not an influencer, and I'm not doing it for the numbers or for clout. I'm doing it because life is hard. And sometimes people just need the right words to push them into being the best versions of themselves. And if my words can change or impact just one person's life, then that's enough for me. And I know I have said this a lot of times. I know I've been talking about impact and impact and impact, but it just shows how truly, I can't even think of the word, but it just shows how much I mean it, basically. It really just shows how much I mean it when I say that impacting somebody's life is the only thing that matters to me. And back to the topic, life is going to keep moving, and naturally you're going to go through school, or some people don't go through school, some people start a business, but at the end of the day, you're continuing to make the choices to do those things, right? So just make the choice to create the life you want to create. And I know this is sounding like episode one, but I promise you, it's different. Now, how do you do that? How do you create the life you want? I mean, it's one thing to say, just get up and do it, but like, how do you actually do it, right? Because sometimes the motivation isn't enough, right? I mean, bro, oh my God. I cannot even tell you the amount of times that I've watched a motivational video and, you know, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could conquer the world, you know, I could even hike Mount Everest. But, you know, after like an hour or two or even a day sometimes, you know, reality sinks in and I go back to square one, right? Which goes to show that motivational videos are not enough. You also have to remember that you have to put in the work. You have to be determined. You have to be disciplined. And you have to have enough perseverance to know that there are going to be some days when you're really up. And then there are going to be some days when you're really, really down, honestly. And in the days that you're down, you need to be really kind to yourself, because it can be really easy to think you're not meant for something because of, you know, you're probably not even seeing the growth as quickly as you want it, as you want to see it. But the growth is happening. The growth in yourself of just learning what you did last week, that's growth. Don't always look at the finances, don't always look at the scale or the mirror or whatever the case is, you know, just the little growths. And let's go back to Atomic Habits. I think I'm obsessed with this book at this point, but anyways, you remember what I said about Atomic Habits and how I said small changes make big changes over time, right? You might not notice it. You know, a lot of people want quick and fast results, but you might not notice the change as fast as you want, but it's happening. You know, like what you knew last week is not the mindset that you had last week is not the mindset that you have right now, right? And there was this video I was watching of Nurain, and again, y'all should check him out. But basically, he made an example with how we all know that ice melts at 32 degrees. And, you know, if we put an ice cube at 26 degrees, nothing would happen, right? You raise it to, like, let's say 27, nothing. 28, same thing. And so on and so forth, right? Until we get to 32, in which the ice cube proceeds to melt. But what if we never actually kept increasing that temperature? What if we gave up at 27 or 28 because it wasn't just melting, right? Would the ice have melted? No. Point is that even though you're not seeing the change as fast as you want or as quick as you want, it's happening. It's happening. And by the time you reach a stage in your life where the change is really significant, you'll be like, wow, oh my gosh, I didn't know. But like all those times when I felt like nothing was happening, something was actually happening. Sometimes you're growing and you don't get to see it till you're probably at a new place in life where you're like, wow, just wow. Me this time last year would have reacted completely differently. And the reason I am so passionate about this topic is because I used to be really, really, really hard on myself. I used to create the most unrealistic expectations for myself. For example, I used to have a bakery business, and I would collect like 10, 12 orders with less than 24-hour notice. And I would like rush back from school, drop my bags, and just go straight to baking and trying to push out orders before 6 p.m. And looking back, that is insane. Like, Asya, what were you thinking? That was insane. And no wonder I just dipped and I felt like I wasn't built for that lifestyle. I wasn't built to be a business person because it was just way too hectic for me. And my brother once said something to me that has stuck with me since forever. He said, always under-promise and over-deliver. Meaning, give yourself a longer time frame of what it would take for you to do something. For example, if it's losing weight, tell yourself, you lose it in a year, but take actionable steps to lose it in like 6 months. If it's making a certain amount, tell yourself, you'll reach that goal in 2 years, but take actionable steps to make that happen in a year. Under-promising works when I'm being realistic enough with myself to know that, okay, this is what I can do. This is what I can deliver. This is what I can deliver in regards to my gym schedule. This is what I can deliver in regards to a relationship, in regards to a delivery, in regards to a business, whatever the circumstance may be, right? Then the over-delivery part is when you deliver it in a space that people, or rather yourself, don't even expect it. And you just be like, wow, I am such a boss, honestly. This is so amazing because I delivered way more quickly than my own game plan. So, yeah. Now, back to the topic or title of this podcast. Be realistic, but also be delusional. And I know it sounds hypocritical, and I guess it kind of is. But basically, be realistic enough to be kind to yourself when you have days where, you know, you're just not there yet. But you know the system is still in place for you to reach that particular goal. But also be delusional enough to know that it can happen in 3 or 4 months with the right amount of dedication in a healthy amount of set boundaries towards that particular goal. Now, you have to have boundaries. That's really important too. You have to have boundaries around whatever, your relationships, your career life, your personal life, your professional life, whatever the case may be. If you're feeling drained today, or you just got a lot on your plate and you know you won't be able to get where you want to be, just be honest with yourself and say, I'm not there right now and I'm really feeling low on energy, but I'm working on it. Being honest and communicating with people is the best way to find yourself in a better situation. Put yourself in places you think you don't belong. The word think is in quotation marks because you belong anywhere that you see yourself. Why would you have gotten the vision if you didn't even belong there? Why would you have gotten the idea? Why would you have been placed in different environments around different people if you weren't able to create the person that you want to be? I mean, honestly, I think as humans, we put so much low self-esteem on ourselves before something even happens. Like, I was watching this show the other day, and one of the characters said something that I found really, really interesting and it really resonated with me, basically. And he said, I dislike people that cheat themselves before it's even started, meaning they don't believe in themselves. They don't think they can win before it's even started. And honestly, I sometimes fall guilty to that. Because honestly, just the other day, I was talking about law school with my best friend. And at the back of my mind, I was already having these thoughts about how, if I fail law school, I can just be a baker or a cook or a housewife or something. And I had to check myself and think, wait, bad thoughts results in bad outcome. Remember what I said about how the words you say to yourself always have some sort of way of coming true if you're not careful. And I was actually listening to this podcast the other day, and this babe, she was saying that, like, there was this experiment that they carried out, and two plants, same amount of water, same seed, same sunlight, same everything, but she was feeding bad words to one plant and good assuring words to the other plant. And guess what happened? The good assuring plant grew, like, really, really green with lots of vines. And then the one with the bad words, I guess, just died. And it's the same thing with people. It's the same. And I've said this severally. I think I've said this in my last podcast and the last podcast before that. So, basically, you know, you are what you feed yourself with. Like, honestly, you have no idea how it's going to turn out. But you're already defeating yourself in your mind before it's even done. And if you defeat yourself in your mind, then yeah, you're practically already defeated, done and dusted. But you need to train your mind to only say positive things about you. And trust me, Jesse, I know it's hard. Like I said earlier, it's something that I still struggle with. But I have to learn to catch myself or check myself when that happens. And I know it's hard. It's hard to show up every day and be positive. It's hard to, you know, show up and just be happy and, you know, be optimistic, especially when this world, there's just so much to be upset and angry and mad about. But that's what they want. They expect you to forever be in your head, like, I can't be the person that I know I can be. You can. Yes, you can. But the first person that has to stop that thinking is you. Because once you stop it, people coming at you like, oh, you can't do it, or, you know, they're doubting you like that, it's just background noise. It's just like, you know, in one ear, out the other and everything. It only matters what you think about yourself. That's the only thing that matters. If someone were to walk up to you and say, you don't look good, right? You don't look good. Yeah. And you know you slayed and you know you're looking fine as hell, right? You don't have to sit there and try and prove it to that person. All you have to do is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because you know that I am the most beautiful, amazing, confident person, and that's what you have to live with. That's what you have to tell yourself every single day. So make sure whatever you say is positive. And it's so easy to get sucked into the idea of people having people look up to me, people have this sort of image of me, and I need to live up to that. I need to live up to that. No, you don't. You don't. You absolutely don't. You live up to whatever your dreams are. Don't live up to whatever people's dreams are of you or what people imagine you as. Live up to what you see yourself as. I feel like everybody has their own definition of success. For some people, being successful means financial freedom, right? For some people, being successful means just being a millionaire. For some people, being successful is traveling the world and not really having a home. Maybe every experience is home. Maybe everywhere is home, right? And I'm blessed to be in a space where, like, I understand that life is gonna hit you hard. It's gonna hit you hard, right? As a Muslim, like, we're taught that. And when you're down for a long time, you'll be up for a long time. There'll be a time when life is going to challenge you, and how you react to the people, to the people around you, how you react to yourself, to your spouse, to your profession, to your kids, that's all up to you, right? And life is just a series of tests and trials, and it's just going to keep handing you the same test and test over and over again until you understand what that lesson is. Put yourself in places you belong, not where you think you don't belong, but where you belong. Because you belong in anywhere you see yourself thriving in. Your dreams, they are not just dreams. They can become your life, but you have to believe that they can become your life first. Now, that is it. That is all I have to say. This brings us to the conclusion of our episode. And I really hope you enjoyed it. And I really hope the message that I was trying to pass along really stuck and really, you know, resonated with people. I mean, I feel like it's a lot to take in. So I would recommend some people listening to it twice. I find that not a lot of stuff sticks to me the first go. I usually take two times. I listen to it two times or three times before it actually sticks to me. So if that's what you need to let it stick and, you know, use whatever I said to implement in your life, then just do that. And yeah, that's all I had to say. And I really, really hope you enjoyed the episode. All right, that brings us to the end of episode 4, I think. Happy Eid Mubarak in Aries. Wait, no, they don't say Aries. Wait, what's the thing that they say? Happy belated. Oh, no. Belated is for birthdays. Okay. Just happy Eid Mubarak in... Happy late Eid Mubarak. Wait, they don't even say happy Eid Mubarak. They just say Eid Mubarak. Anyways, I promise you, I know this greeting. I don't know what's wrong with me, but Eid Mubarak to all of my Muslim brothers and sisters. I hope you had a beneficial Ramadan, and I hope you enjoyed your Eid. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you picked up some stuff from this, and I hope I was just not blabbering, because I feel like I blabber a lot. Anyways, I will see you guys in the next episode. Please, I'll be posting this on my Instagram, just as like a snap, just like a short video of it. So feel free to comment whatever you want to comment under the post that I make, because I was told that there is no comment section on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and people want to make comments. So you can comment on my Instagram page once I post this video. And yeah, have an amazing day, and I will see you next time.